Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Building Championship Mindsets Podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Selking, where we are in season 14, entitled What Drives Winning. In this season, we are having the amazing opportunity to talk to some incredible professionals on what they believe through their years of experience in peak, high performance, athletic, business coaching, they believe leads to high performance excellence at the individual and organizational level. Today, I am really excited to have with us Dr. Jason Kolber, and he has such an eclectic background in sport performance. Has served so many athletes and so many performers in different ways to help them achieve and accomplish their absolute best. And so he spent 11 years with the Arizona Diamondbacks, 14 years in pro baseball. He has his own private practice, and most recently, a really cool endeavor called Thrival. I'm going to let him tell you about the latest release of their product that they have here. But Dr. J, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here. Thank you.
So I just got to try the Thrival bar. It was awesome.
Let's go.
Tell us a little bit about what that is and what you're trying to accomplish with it.
Okay, thank you. So we created a superfood energy bar, and I'll just be totally honest. I had unbelievable resistance to making it in the beginning because I was intimidated. I was intimidated by how many other options there are in the world. But then I have a background in botanicals, a background in supplements, and I started saying, well, wait a minute. What if we can really solve profound problems? And is it okay if I share where it came
from?
I'd
love to.
Okay. So my business partner's name is Greg, and he is absolutely phenomenal. And he was involved in a IT project. And somebody on his board called him and said, I've gone through something very intense and traumatic with a relative. Can I share? And he said, of course. You know, are you okay? Oh my gosh. And she said that she had a cousin that went through a really intense emotional breakup, and she went on this extreme hike, which she wasn't prepared for, and she didn't have enough food with her, she didn't have enough water with her, and then she actually had a bad fall. She cracked her iPhone, and she didn't have another form of GPS, which she should have had some, hopefully something around her wrist or ankle, and she went into shock, and actually she passed, and it was awful, and young lady, and when the paramedics found her, they said, if there had been something that would have taken her out of the fight or flight response, something that balanced her blood sugar, they found her maybe 5 or 6 hours after she had passed. Mm. So my business partner's a colleague said, we've gone through this intense thing. And she said, I would like to do something about it. And she said, would you guys ever be interested in creating something that would be profound for balancing blood sugar, almost like a survival food or even a peak performance food? And my first response was no, thank you. And then it just haunted me. I stayed up at night. I kept waking up in the middle of the night, and it stayed with me. And I really realized that I wasn't serving and I needed to serve. And I said, okay, let me dig into this. Let me ask mentors. Let me really, really ask questions about how do you balance blood sugar? What if we could increase mental acuity? What if we could drop inflammation? What if we can increase performance? All while, of course, kind of as a purist from my background, I wanted it to be gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, peanut-free. And people are like, well, if it's free of everything, what's in it? And then, but it's, you know, packed with superfoods, and it's been so fun. Our beta version was actually approved, and it was in the Beijing Olympics.
Awesome.
And then we said, okay, that had an amazing response. Now we're really going to go for it. And it's also banned substance control group certified, which means it's free from anything that possibly could cause an athlete to have a tampered test. And I'm so grateful it's starting to grow already through different sporting environments and executives. And the objective is really to help people have an amazing fuel. Yeah. And the tagline is every second counts, as a way to give honor to the woman who passed, that time is precious. And also it's a play on words that we only have now. And this is what's so powerful. And how can we access the now in a way in which we can be our best? And it's been so much fun. And I love when people get a chance to taste it. It's chocolate with a little sea salt. And they say, okay, where can I get another one?
All you need is a bottle of wine and you're like ready to roll. They are delicious.
That might hinder performance slightly. But thank you for asking about it.
Yeah.
And it's been a labor of love. And we're really hoping to increase people's quality of life, and executives and athletes And it's growing, yeah.
And Dr. J, that's really your heart, right? You've been in athletic performance for decades. And, you know, we've recently just met. And, you know, your energy and intensity and just present focus with the people that you're with in the moment, it's palpable. And so I just appreciate you giving me the gift of time and self and in the moments, the seconds that we get to share together. So thank you for that.
Thank you for creating this format and just for your willingness to serve and hopefully uplift others too.
Yeah. So in that, let's get to these two questions.
Sure.
What do you believe leads to individual high performance? I know there's a whole plethora of things, but if you could distill it for our listeners, what's something that you've seen that you can share with us?
Okay. Whenever I'm around peak athletes, I think something that I see that is a profound contributor to peak performance is expectation.
Mm.
There's a profound level of expectation of what they expect of themselves, and hopefully through the process and what result they expect, that's radically different from people who possibly don't play in that realm. And it doesn't mean it's better. It's just really radically different in terms of the level of what they expect of themselves and what results they expect to achieve. And I think that's ultimately what makes it attainable for them.
I love that. Actually, I do a word of the year every year since I've been like a sophomore in undergrad. And one of my words 1 year was expectation, you know, of like, how can I get up every day and like expect greatness, you know, and but also be doing the things that can manifest that. However, I feel like sometimes when we talk about that, people will be like, but expectations can be crushing. So how have you seen the difference of the best of the best? What is the difference between what expectation means and does to them versus maybe what some experience of expectation of being crushing almost?
Sure. There's a fascinating balance between loving what is and also being profoundly dissatisfied with what is, because you crave more.
Mm.
And it's that magical sweet spot of sometimes being able to live in neutrality, because not everything goes our way. I do a tremendous amount of work in Major League Baseball, and we joke, if you fail 7 out of 10 times, you're going to the Hall of Fame.
Right.
Now, I don't want a brain surgeon to fail 7 out of 10 times. That would be a horrible outcome, or God forbid, an obstetrician failing 7 out of 10 times, horrible outcome. But in baseball, it's fascinating. 300 is pretty darn good. You know, obviously, people who play in a peak performance space expect a tremendous amount on themselves and sometimes are going over the line in terms of being too hard on themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes on an organizational level, expectation could feel weighty,
mm-hmm.
right? So the magical question is, how do we leverage expectation in a way in which it elicits greatness, it inspires people, and really asks them to access what does champion level consciousness and behavior, habitual living and commitment look like?
I love that. And so to that point, it's like from a mental performance standpoint, it takes this expectation, but translated into minute by minute action, which you can do, you know, and then I think that strips away the weightiness. So thanks for sparsing that out. That's really powerful.
You know, I always tell people whenever I'm work, I don't use the word patient. The word patient means somebody who's sick or ill or somebody who needs treatment from an authority higher than themselves. So the word I use is practice member, and it means a collaborative member. And whenever I work with practice members, I talk to them about, I said, show me finance, show me a relationship, show me parenting, or show me farming, anything. Yes, we're talking about a magical end result sometimes, but also there's no way to gain it without the daily commitment of tilling the soil,
mm-hmm.
of setting boundaries, of nurturing, of connecting, of communicating. The magic is in the daily, and the daily ultimately ends up into leading, hopefully, a profound result. You know?
I love that. So that's individual. What do you think about organizational high performance? What leads teams or organizations or families or communities to be the best version of themselves on a consistent basis?
Yeah. We were having a powerful discussion about this earlier, and I think there's a few different amazing ingredients. One of them is transparency.
Mm.
I think transparency is so attractive, and vulnerability and transparency is so attractive because it's about really being clear that this is what we are thinking about, this is what we want to work towards, and is this something that you agree with? is this something that can speak to you? Is this something that we can collaborate with together? Do we have a shared vision and value? And I think the magic word behind that is permission, right? Like, like the ability to say, may I have permission to possibly have an uncomfortable conversation about where I think you are, where I think we can go, where we can go as a team. And, you know, I don't think anybody would ever, you know, I think there's this misnomer that people crave comfort. If anybody only wanted to be comfortable, they'd never work out. Lord knows they definitely would never be married. They'd never have children. They'd never be in any peak performance space because it's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It's okay to be uncomfortable as long as we're honest about it, collaborative about it, and transparent, and ask permission to really kind of ask people, are they willing to work as a team and work towards what next steps are.
You know? I love that. I say all the time, like, people want to be led. I really believe that. And yet that's why we do leadership development, right? Because we're 100%. Still learning how to create those environments, 100%. Have those conversations. So
think about a favorite teacher or coach you've ever had. One of my favorite teachers ever was this amazing English teacher I had named Doc Mitch. And he didn't hand out A's. He didn't say, oh, you know what? Do me a favor, miss this week's class because I don't care. And you know, there's no accountability. I loved him because he expected so much out of me, saw what was capable, what else possible, even encouraged me to see what maybe I couldn't see.
Yeah.
And I loved being led. I loved being in the trenches with him, but also learning from him. I love mentors, and we have that opportunity to do that with people.
I love that. Thanks so much for sharing those insights. Last thing for our listeners, we always end with some championship mindset training, things that people can take from the concepts we talk about and actually apply to start building it into their own lives. What would you say that we could all do to start growing in our ability to win and deliver high performance on a more consistent basis based on what you just shared with us?
For themselves?
Yeah.
I think if people start with the why, the W-H-Y, you know, the saying, if you know the why, then people will comply. Mm. I think if people can anchor to the why behind their doing what they're doing and really, really stay connected to what drives them and why, and hopefully those are healthy fuel sources.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, obviously you can be successful because you're proving somebody wrong that they said you can never do that, but it's not sustainable, I have found. But if you can really anchor to maybe a healthy source of why, in terms of why are you working towards this? Why do you want to accomplish this? And what does that ultimately get you? And people stay connected to that sweet spot of the why, and also why, you know, what is it that they want to get out of this? And who might they even become? So that's not just the result, but what they're being and who they're being while they're doing. I think that's kind of a sweet part of the equation.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I had a team member that I worked with one time, and his goal was to lose weight. It was to lose weight, for like a couple years, right? And then all of a sudden he had grandkids, and it clicked in his head, I need to lose weight because I need to be able to get on the floor and off the floor to be with these little kids. And it was like instantaneously whole new realm of possibility opened. And it's because he had a why that actually mattered to him.
He anchored to the why.
Yeah. So thank you so much, Dr. J. If people wanted to find more about you and connect with you, how might they do that?
Sure. ThrivalEnergy.com. Thrival as in opposite of survival. ThrivalEnergy.com. Energy.com. Or DrJasonColber.com. DrJasonColber. ThrivalEnergy.com, DrJasonColber.com, and on Instagram, it's Thrival Energy. And just so grateful, and thank you for having me.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for tuning in today. It's been awesome having you with us, learning from Dr. J. Again, hit us up on all the social media platforms. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Champ Mindsets. And check out our website, selkingperformance.com. You can find a bunch of free resources, including our book, Winning the Mental Game, the Playbook for Building Championship Mindsets. And again, if there's any way that we can serve you through keynote speaking or through one-on-one performance coaching, just shoot me a message directly, drselking@selkingperformance.com. Love to hear about where you are, where you're trying to go, and hopefully connect you with some of those resources to help you be who you're created to be in this world. Thank you so much for listening. You've been listening to Building Championship Mindsets, the podcast. This is your host, Dr. Amber Selking. And from the locker room to the boardroom, I just want to challenge you to continue building your championship mindset.